Daf is Yivamas, Daf Samach Hei, the last Daf of the sixth parak of Maseches Yivamas. We are holding on Daf Samach Dalid Amud Beis. We were in the middle of discussing the idea that a woman who's been married to multiple men and they've all died can no longer get married. She's assumed to be a katlanis, and also the issue of a single family where multiple bris milas were done and children, Rachman Atzlan, died as a result of that bris. At what point we assume that it's a chazaka that any future children are also going to die from the bris milah. So the Gemara is going to begin, we're going to begin our discussion today by comparing those two chazakos, those two issues, and then in today's Amud Aleph and Samachei Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss several cases when childless couples argue about whose fault it is and what the halachic ramifications are about who's the cause for their childlessness. On Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about whether the role of women in Pruruvu, whether women are mechuyavos in Pruruvu or not, and the Gemara is going to mention Derech Agav, the concept of Mishanin Mipnei HaShalom, that we're allowed to lie for the sake of peace, maybe even a mitzvah to lie for the sake of peace, even a Kodesh Baruch Hu lies for the sake of peace. But primarily the daf is going to talk about a woman's role in the mitzvah of Pruruvu, and whether a woman is allowed to request a divorce for lack of children if she's not mitzvah in Pruruvu anyway, and whether a woman is allowed to make herself unable to have children if she's not mitzvah in Pruruvu anyway. So let us begin. We are holding at, let's see, where are we? Bishlama? Yeah, so we're holding about Bishlam, about 8 lines from the end of the page. So the, again, where the Gemara is comparing both the concept of Mila and the concept of Katlanis to each other. So Bishlam, Makapi Mila, Ika Mishpacha de Rafi Dama, Vika Mishpacha de Kamit Dama. I understand why, when it comes to Mila, why we can assume that there's an idea that if multiple boys in that family have already died as a result of a bris, we can assume that any future boys will also die, because there are some families where they just have blood conditions, where there's no clotting and there's no healing. I understand, and that makes sense. Alinisu in my time. But why is it that if a woman was married to two men and both men died, and now she wants to marry a third man, why do we assume that what would be the cause of the death of these men? That there's she has some sort of disease that gets transmitted to her husbands, and that causes them to die. So it's something, it's a physical disease that she passes on to her husbands, just like the blood disease for her bris milah. Ravashi amar mazel gorim. Ravashi says, no, it's not a physical thing. It's her mazel that we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up, that her mazel is that whoever she marries ends up dying. May benai, what's nafkamina, whether it's mayana garam or whether it's mazala garam, whether it's something physical about her, or whether it's her mazel that causes the problem. So ikabinayu di irsu umis. Nafkamina would be, what if a husband died after Erusin, but before Nisuin? There was no Bia yet, so you can't say that it's some sort of STD that she's transmitting to the husband. But if it's about mazel, so certainly it's a bad mazel to have an arus die as well. Inami dinafal midiklumis. Or if we know what the cause of death is, and we know that it's not from any sort of disease that she transmitted to him, he fell off of a tree and he died like that. So it could be that that's her mazel, but it's certainly not going to relate at all to... it's not going to relate at all to any disease that she has. Amalei Rav Yosef b'rei d'Rava l'Rava, b'yaminim Rav Yosef halacha k'Rebi, v'amalei in. Halacha Rav Shmuel Gamliel, v'amalei in. So I asked, do we pass like Rebbe? He says, yeah. Do we pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel? Yeah, we pass like that too. Again, Rebbe and Rav Shmuel Gamliel argue about how many times it takes to create a chazak. Is it 2 times or 3 times? And he said that the halacha is like both of them. Achukei achachmi, what are you mocking me by telling me that the halacha is both ways? Amalei lo stamihi. We have stamishnayis in both directions. Upashulach nisun umalkios karebi. So when it comes to a chazaka of nisun and a chazaka of malkios, we paskin like Rebbe that even 2 times is a chazaka. Vestos for Sharamu at Kurim Shimon Gamliel. But when it comes to establishing vestos for Anida, when it comes to establishing an ox as a Sharamuad, we pass on Kurim Shimon Gamliel that 3 times is Chazaka. Nisuin Adiyamrin. What's the case of Nisuin? Well, that's the case we spoke about already, that if a woman has been married to multiple men and they died, so 2 times of a husband dying is already a Chazaka, that she's an Isha Katlanis, and that anyone else she marries is going to die as well. Malkios Titanan. What's the case of Malkios, where we assume 2 times describes as a chazaka. The Mishnah says as follows: Misha laka vishana. If someone got malchus and then did that same avera again and got malchus, Bezdin konsnos al kibah machilin osasar machte kreitzon of kaas. Bezdin puts him in a jail cell if he sins a third time, because we already in that same avera we already assume that he's a muchzuk as a rasha in that avera. So they put him into a jail cell and they give him only saorim until the stomach falls apart and he dies that way. Vestos ditnan. Vestos we know the. By the way, it's a raya. But the Gemara has a comment that Malchus is Tchilas Misa. The Gemara has a discussion in a couple of places, Maseches Makos and elsewhere, that maybe even if you hold, even though we hold, Kam Le B'Drav Mineh, that a person only gets the worst of the two punishments, when one is Chayiv two punishments, there's a day that holds that if you Chayiv Misa or Malchus, you get Malchus and you still get the Misa. Why would you get Malchus and still get the Misa if Kam Le B'Drav Mineh, if you only get the worst of the two punishments? Because there's an assumption that Malchus is not entirely different than Misa. Malchus is the beginning of Misa, meaning if a person gets beat up, so if you beat him a little more, he would die. So beating the person up, giving the person Malchus, is the beginning of the Misa process. You almost get that impression over here. The guy does an Avera a couple of times. You give him Malchus, and then the third time we let him die. What does that have to do with Malchus? Well, he's Chayiv Malchus. Where does he ever Chayiv Misa? So the impression you get is that when you're Chayiv Malchus plus, it's going to lead to a Misa. Vestos, what's the case of Vestos? Titnan, Eina Isha Kovas Leveses, Achet Kveena Shalosh Pa'amim. In order for a woman to establish a pattern of when she sees Dam, she has to have had the same thing happen three times. Ve'ein Mitaheres Mina Veses, Achet Te'akar Mimena Shalosh Pa'amim. And a Veses only goes away if she uprooted it three times. Meaning if it passed three times without her seeing Dam. So if a woman has a Veses Kavua, that she always sees Dam, let's say, on the 15th day of a given month. So if 3 months pass where she doesn't see Dam on the 15th day, she's okay that Veses. Vishara Muad, and what's the case of Shara Muad? Ditran, Eina Shara Nasa Muad, Achi Idubo, Shlosha Pa'amim. An animal only becomes a Shara Muad, only becomes assumed to be a dangerous ox if it happens three times, if the animal gores three times. So a couple of issues over here. First of all, we have this machlokas, or this discussion, when a woman is a kathanas, when a woman's husbands keep on dropping dead, do we assume that it's mayanagaram? Do we assume that she's transmitting diseases to the husbands? Or do we assume that it's mazalagaram? And the Gemara gave nafkaminas. The husband dies after erisin, before nisuin. The husband dies in a way that's obvious that it's not a result of disease. So how do we paskin? The majority of Rishonim paskin, like Ravashi, that it's the mazal that's goreim. Why? So the Ramban quotes three reasons to dafka paskin that it's the mazal that's goreim. First of all, Rav Ashi was in the end of the Tekufa Samarayim, so we have a klal in halacha, hilchsa kibasrai, that we always pass on like the later opinion, at least after a certain point in history. At earlier points in history, we would say, ravita in halacha k'talmud machamarat, but at least in later points in history, we would say that hilchsa kibasra, we assume the later generations are like the midgets standing on the shoulders of giants, they had a greater perspective, and therefore we pass on like them. Second, from the fact that Rav Mordechai says to Rav Ashi, the reason of Mayan, and Rav Ashi didn't accept it. Rather, he said Mazel Goreim. So we see that Rav Ashi considered the other possibility and openly rejected it. And third, it's a chumrah that even in a place where we can't say Mayan Goreim, it's also to get married Misham Mazel. So it's kedai to be machmir Misham Mazel Goreim. Meaning, if the guy gets hit by a truck, where it's clearly not a result of a disease, so it's a chumrah to say Mazel Goreim. So we should paskin the chumrah on this issue. That's how the large majority of Rishonim paskin, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Muke Yosef, and the Poskim also, the Rif, the Chufas Rashba, the Magen Mishnah says that's the Shittas Rambam. That's a large majority. The Meiri, on the other hand, paskins that it's Mayana Goreim, and he says that he has a raya from a Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Mem Gimel. The Rambam writes that a woman who gets married to two men and they both die, L'shlishi lo tinase, but the Rambam is not mechalik how the first husbands died, whether it was as a result of disease, where it's clear that you could be told it in the Isha, or if Nafal Me'adekalumes, where clearly where you'd be relying on Mazel. to possibly. It just says asurli nasil shlishi, which is where the Magen Mishnah gets the idea that the Rambam also paskins like Rav Ashi. However, the Ramah quotes Yesh Omrim that dafka imesu misas atzman, but if nerag echel mehen o mes padever, but if they die of some other cause that we know about, o nafal ames, says the Ramah, that they are not usher to get married, and he says that's why many people are makel on this issue. They ain't mochen b'yadehem. So even though the Ramah doesn't sound like he's paskin this way la'alacha, he says that we can't be mocha on those who do paskin this way because there is such a daya in Rishonim that it's mayana gorem, and therefore if he dies of other causes, that we're not going to assume that she's an Isha Katlanis. That's the comment of the Ramah. Another interesting discussion that the poskim have related to the end over here, where we said Ein Asher Nasa Mu'ad Achi Idibo Shlosh Shavam. It's halacha lemaisa for this time of year, so I figure it's kedai to talk about. There is a Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that if a person davens at this time of year and he realizes that he doesn't remember if he said V'sein Talu Matar or he didn't say V'sein Talu Matar, so the Yerushalmi says if it's B'tok Shloshim Yom from when we started saying V'sein Talu Matar, you're still within 30 days of December 4th, so then you assume that he didn't say it, because we assume our regilus is that we didn't say V'sein Talu Matar. But once you pass 30 days, you assume the regilus is that you did say V'sein Talu Matar. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, B'Yimosa Gesham Paskins exactly this way, in Orchaim Sim Kuf Yudalit, Si'if Ches. The Torah, however, quotes from Aram Rutenberg that he would always say on Simchas Torah the bracha of Ata Gibor 90 times until Mashav Baruch Marad Hashem Keneged the Shloshim Yom, that you would say 3 times a day for 30 days to create that habit, and therefore it would if you say it 90 times in one day, that would also work. Because the Gemara has a comment, the Maseches Bava Kama on Daf Chavdal and Amar Aleph, that when it comes to a Shara Muad, if a Shara becomes a Shara Muad, when it occurs 3 times on 3 different days, Richek Negichos of Chayev, Kirev Negichos of Lokal Shekein, if it occurs 3 times in one day, then that's even better, that's an even stronger indication of a Shara Muad. So says Ram Rutenberg, you see that the same thing would apply over here, that if a person says 90 times in one day, Mashav Baruch Amar, says the Bracha with Mashav Baruch Amar Geshem, so then you know he's saying Mashav Baruch Amar Geshem. Someone told me in Rabbi Willig Shul, the minig is that they sing that bracha during that kafas 90 times. They have someone counting. They're going to sing it 90 times, so that way everyone is covered by the saying it 90 times. A good idea. That's the sheet of Ram Rutenberg. The Rabbeinu Peretz, however, disagrees. Rabbeinu Peretz says you can't be in a nidan dom l'raya. Over there, the reason is because it becomes chuchzak by the shorim muad. It becomes chuchzak to gore, and if it's chuchzak when it occurs on different days, then kol shekein when it occurs on the same day. But by geshem, where they have to mention betfila, it's totally in hergel. It's not totally in chazaka. It's totally in what we're used to doing. It's not totally in creating any sense of chazaka. So there are several explanations as to what exactly the nekudas hamachlokas is between Maram Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz, whether this works or not. But the Stipler Gaon in both in Kilas Yaakov and in the Maseches Baba Kama and a Maseches Nida suggests the following. He says that maybe they're arguing when we say Nagach Shol Panim that it's considered Muchsak, that it's now a Shor Nagach, and it's called the Shor Muad. What does the 3 times accomplish? Is that a raya that this animal was a dangerous animal the entire time? And we don't say that this was just unusual events that caused the animal to go crazy? Or is it no, that through the 3 times, that's what created the habit? It's not a raya that it was always dangerous. The animal got into the habit of becoming dangerous, of becoming a goring animal by doing the goring 3 times. So he says that this, according to this, we can understand that Rabbeinu Peretz holds that the idea of 3 times is a raya. It's a hochacha on the basic nature of the shor. So if its nature is to be menageach 3 times on 3 separate days, and that's megala its true nature, then for sure it's going to be megala its true nature that it's a wild animal if it goes 3 times on 1 day. But that doesn't necessarily show that habits are created in that period of time. Habits sometimes are more powerfully formed over time, not when you just pile it all in to one short time period. That's not how we create a habit. So the Rabbeinu Peretz must understand that Kirim Negichosav is not about the animal showing that it's creating a habit, but it's rather Megala, what kind of animal it is already. Whereas Ram Rutenberg must assume the opposite way, that no, that when it comes to the goring of the animals, we assume that the what three times does is not that it's showing what the animal was, but that it's creating a habit. And the Gemara still says that a habit could be created with kirev nigichosov when it happens in close proximity to each other. So then Ram Rutenberg would say logically that the same would apply to the mashal baruch mor hageshem, that the habit can be created within a within close proximity to each other as well. Okay, we're at the two dots in samachem ral, four lines in. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Nisei's l'rishon v'lo hayu labanim. Let's say the woman gets married to one husband and doesn't have any children with him. L'sheni v'lo hayu labanim. She gets married to a second husband, doesn't have any children with him. L'shlishi lo tinasei. The third husband that she marries should only dafka be someone who has children. If she didn't do that, she married someone who doesn't have children, well then he can divorce her without paying her her ksuba, because we assume that that they're not going to have children, and she had no right to marry such a man because the man needs to have children. Tos writes over here, we're talking about a guy who didn't know that she was nakara. That's why he doesn't have to pay her ksuba, because it's a mekach tos. But if he knew that she was nakara, then it's not a mekach tos, then he would have to pay the ksuba, even though he's chayiv to be megarisher. And that's what many rishonim write. That's what paskin in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Nebenezer simkuf nundalid seif yud zayin. So that's the rishonim paskin, like the sheet of Tosos over here. Dibar maskel teitzei ibayiluhu. What if she marries a third guy and she didn't have children? Can the first two guys make a taina that meaning that they want the ksuba money back? Can they say to her, look, when we divorced you, you were not yet muchzak as nakara, so we had to pay your ksuba. Now you're muchzak as nakara, so we'd like that ksuba money back. Or maybe she can say back to them, what do you mean, muchzak? I was not an akara when I was married to you. I only became an akara now. Only now did I become weakened to the state that I'm not able to have any children. Says Gemara, mistavra matzas amrulu, hashu dekachshi. That it's mistavra that she can say that now it all happened to her. That it's that this is a new condition, and that while she was married to them, she was not an akara, and therefore she does not have to return the ksuba. So the Rishonim all ask that if that's the case, if she can come with such a taina, so that the hashu the kachishi, and she doesn't have to return the ksum money, why do we say in the Brisa that if she marries a third time to someone who doesn't have any children, teitzei below ksuba, she could say the same thing to him, that if she doesn't have any children from him, it's not because she's an akara, it's hashu the kachishi, so shouldn't she be able to get the ksuba from the third husband as well? So the Ritva says two possible terutzim. First of all, he says the svara of hashu dekachshi is only strong enough to make it that she doesn't have to return money she's already collected. But it would not be a strong enough svara to allow her to collect money in the first place. So when she already got her ksuba from the first two husbands, and now she gets married to the third husband, and the first two husbands say, we want our ksuba money back, so this svara is strong enough to say, I'm not giving it back. But for her to be motzi mamon with such a svara, that we would never say, says the Ritva. Second answer, the Ritva says, that she got married to the third husband, shelo baratzon chachamim. The halacha was, l'shlishi lo tinasei al mishiyesh lo. She's not allowed to marry a guy who doesn't have children. So if she gets married, shalom b'makom chacham, we're not going to be makabel this taina until we know for sure that she only became weaker now. But the first two guys, she got married beheter, so that's why we're more willing to listen to the taina about the first two husbands, because she was permitted to marry the first two husbands. The Beis Shmuel on the side of Shulchan Aruch says that from the Mordechai, it also sounds like the second day in the Ritva, that even if she didn't already collect it, she could still collect from the first and the second guy. That would be the nafkamina between the first approach of the Ritva and the second approach. First approach of the Ritva is that it's all a matter of, has she yet collected the money or not. If she's already collected it, she's not going to have to return it, but if she has not yet collected it, she's not going to be able to collect it. Whereas the second approach of the Ritva says, no, nothing to do with whether she's collected or not. The first two husbands she was allowed to marry, Mimela, she's fully entitled to the Ksuba. Third husband she was not allowed to marry, so she's not entitled to the Ksuba. So that's a big nafkamin. If she hasn't yet collected from the first two husbands, can she collect from them? Okay, the Beis Shmuel also quotes another approach from the a third reason from the Mordechai that a shtar omid ligvos is kagavu dami. So, but we'll leave that out for now. Let's go weiter. Ibayluhu nises l'revi'i. What if she gets married to a fourth guy and now after she's muhzekas that she's not kara and she doesn't have any children, she can't have any children, marries a fourth guy, let's say someone who's yesh lo banim, a guy who already has children, v'hayu lo banim, and now she has children from this guy, ma'u detitve l'shlishi. Could she go back to the third guy and say, excuse me, I want my ksuba. It would obviously wasn't my fault. I'm not an akara. Haraya, look, I'm having children now. Samrina lashti kuseich yafemi deburech. We tell her you're better off being silent and not complaining and not saying that you want your ksuba and that you were not an akara. Dematzi amarla, because the third husband can turn right back around and say to you, ana adai tadach lo girashticha. I only divorced you because I was under the impression that you were an akara. I never would have divorced you had I thought you were not an akara, and therefore is a gerushin b'taus, and we're still married, and you your marriage to this other man, to this fourth man, is urinacious ish. It's not a valid marriage, and your children are all mamzerim. So she better be careful before she goes around asking for money, because the very taina that she's going to use to ask for money is a taina that's going to turn her children into mamzerim, and that's certainly something that she does not want. So we tell him So she's not going to say the taina. But let's get real over here. We have to look at the situation and say, wait a second, she's able to have children. This third husband wouldn't have divorced her had he known she's able to have children. Even if she doesn't come with the taina, we should come with such a taina. Ella Amrina Hashtu de Brayasa. So we assume, no, she must have just gotten better now. From our perspective, we say that she was a Nakara when the third husband divorced her, and she was cured. She was cured of her childlessness, and that's why she's able to have children with the fourth husband. Hu Amra Mina, Vihi Amra Mine, Amra Biyami Dvarm Shabeno Levenon Emenes. If they're arguing about whose fault it is that they don't have children, not fault, who's the cause, who's the one that's suffering physically and is unable to have children, so the assumption is she's believed that it's because of him and not because of her. V'taimamai, he kaimela biyoraka chetz, hu lo kimle biyoraka chetz. We assume that she is more keenly aware of whether his zera comes out strongly or not, and therefore she's able to say it's not yorek chetz, and that's why it doesn't shoot like an arrow, and that's why we're not able to have children. Amr ihu ezelin sevitz aviv dok nafshai. Let's say they try to diagnose. They want to know where the fault lies. So the guy says, "Let me marry a second wife, and we'll see that if I have children with the second wife, we'll know that the problem is not with me." So Amr Aviyami af bezu yotzibitin ksuba. Now the woman can sooner say, "I'm not taking a tzara into my household. You could divorce me, pay my ksuba." Shani Omer kolanosi isha alishto yotzibitin ksuba. Anytime the husband's only taina is that he's going to marry another wife, well then he's got to divorce the first wife and pay her ksuba if that's what she wants. Rava Amar Nosi Adam Kamenashim Alishto Vudis Lemizai Ninhu. Rava says, no, he can marry as many wives as he wants as long as he can support them all. If he makes a good living and he's able to support all these wives, so then that's fine. He doesn't have to divorce the first one and pay her ksuba. Hu Omar Ipalto Bego Eser. Let's say the husband says, I'm not ready to divorce my wife. We said after 10 years of childlessness, we force him to divorce the wife. Let's say he says after 10 years, I'm not ready to divorce my wife, and I don't have to because she had a miscarriage somewhere within these 10 years. 7 years into the 10-year marriage, let's say she had a miscarriage, and the halacha is, we learned yesterday, that the clock starts again from miscarriage. We don't say that the chiyuv goes away to divorce her, but the clock on the 10 years begins again from the time of miscarriage. V'hi amra lo iflis, and she says, I never miscarried, he's making up a story. I want him to divorce me so I can get married to someone else and have children. Amra biyami af bezu hina emenes. She's believed about this as well. De m'isa de epila nafsha ba'karta l'machzik. Malka. If she has an opportunity to take upon one reputation or the other, either being a woman who's had a miscarriage before or being a woman who's assumed to be an Akara, she'd much rather say that she had a miscarriage than to say that she's an Akara. There's certain hope in a miscarriage. At least she knows she was able to become pregnant. So that's something she would much rather have than be an Akara. So if she's insisting that she did not have a miscarriage, she's insisting that she's an Akara, we can believe her. There's no reason that she would lie about something like that. But if she continues to miscarry over and over again, so then it's chazaka that she's not able to carry a child to full term, and that she's always gonna have only nephels. Who amar apila trei v'yamra tlas? Let's say the husband says she was only mapil twice, and therefore she's not yet chuzaka that she's not able to carry a child to full term, and she says, no, it's happened three times. It already is a chazaka. Am Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar uvdavda be'midrasha v'ramu hi mehemna de'misa de'ofla nafsha benifli lo machzika. We assume that she's believed because if it hadn't happened three times, she would have no interest in creating a chazaka that she had miscarried three times, creating a chazaka that she's unable to carry a child to full term. Now, it's interesting that the assumption in this whole story is that three times is definitely the chazaka, that that's what it takes to create a chazaka. So we shouldn't point out that this is assuming like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, not like Rebbe, even though we just had the machlokas, we started today's daf with that discussion, that machlokas, whether two times is a chazaka or three times is a chazaka. So why is it that the Gemara assumes naturally that it's three times like Rav Shmuel Gamliel and not like Rebbe? So the Ramban and the Rashba give two approaches. Number one, they say that even Rebbe would be moda, that if she's mapil three times, that only if she's mapil three times is the husband chayev to divorce her, because she's already married to him. So since the Nisuan was beheter and she's already muchsekas, as an eishes ish, we're not going to be machzik her as a mapelas vladoseha and to make her divorce her husband with two times. It's going to take a much stronger kind of chazaka. Second approach, the Ramban and the Rashba suggest, is that according to Rebbe, already with two times she's muchzekas, that she's mapila and he has to divorce her. But since there's no iser, so we pass from the kula Rav Shmuel Gamliel, meaning there's no iser to stay married to her. It's not an avera to stay married to her. So that's why we're not going to pass like Rebbe over here. We're going to pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, just like we find by Vestos and Beisharamuad. We pass Rav Shmuel Gamliel, meaning there are cases that we pass Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Then the Ritva suggests a third approach, why it is that we assume three times is chazaka, and he says that someone who's mapil the first time. Let's say when a woman, you go to any doctor, a woman has a miscarriage, happens all the time. A woman has a miscarriage at the beginning of pregnancy, her first pregnancy, she goes to the doctor. The doctor says, you have nothing to worry about. This happens all the time. Tons and tons of women have miscarriages. Keeps on happening over and over again, then the doctor gets concerned. Then they already have, but it happens all the time at the beginning. So the Ritva says it could be that Rebbe holds two times is a chazaka, but something that's so common, so you're going to say it's chazaka that she's mapelas when it's just something that happens all the time. A very, very high percentage of pregnancies, especially first pregnancies, end that way. So it doesn't count toward the chazaka if it just happens once. So the chazaka is created with two times. The two additional times after the first time, which is like the freebie, which is the assumed one that could happen anyway. Okay, says the Mishnah now. A man is chayiv in the mitzvah of Puri Revu, but a woman is not chayiv in the mitzvah. On both the man and the woman, Pasuk says that Hashem commands that there should be Puri Revu. Rambam paskins that an isha should not be omid below ish, that even though a woman is not mechuyiv in Puri Revu, the Rambam writes in the 15th parak of Hilchos Ishos, Halachat HaZayin, that a woman should still desire to get married, mepnei achashad. And that's what the Ramah Paskins and Evna Ezra Simon Aleph Sifyud Gimel as well. It's interesting. Rekiv Eger quotes that it seems to be a stira in the Rambam. Rekiv Eger on the Shulchan Aruch points out that the Rambam in Parak Chaf Aleph of Hilchos Sirabiyah writes that it's Roshos Biyali Isha Shalot Tinase Liolam. That if she never wants to get married, she never has to get married. So Rekiv Eger says, yeah, that must be talking in the case where she lives in a town where there are only women, or where there's no chashad, where there's no concern that she's going to be mezanim with anybody. But otherwise, if there's any room for chashad, then we pass on like the other Rambam, that a woman has to do peruvu as well. Okay, says the Gemara, minani mili. How do I know this case that this is the case that a woman is not mukhiyeves in peruvu according to the Tanakhama? Amar Rabbi Loi, Mishum Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kra, Umalu Asaretz v'kiv shuha. Ish darka lichbosh ve'nisha darka lichbosh. In the context of describing the mitzvah of Puravu, it says, and you should fill up the land and conquer it. While it is the derech of men to conquer, it is not the derech of women to conquer. Adraba v'kivshua tarti mashma. Now, adraba, the implications of kivshua is implies multiple people are being kovesh, so that implies the woman as well. Amrav Nachum Yitzchak v'kavshaksiv. It's written in the singular, even though it's pronounced in the plural. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, Ani Kel Shakai Prey Revei, Veloka Amar Pru Revu, that even the command itself is given in the singular, not in the plural. Fractosos, but by Adam Rishon it says Pru Revu, says, yeah, but that was a bracha bialma. That wasn't a mitzvah, that was a bracha of Pru Revu. So we have this machlokas in the Mishnah, if it's only a man who's chayvin Pru Revu, or it's a woman as well. La halacha, we paskin, like I mentioned before, the Raman of Chasishos, that a woman is not chayvin Pru Revu, that's what we paskin in Shulchan as well, Ebenezer Simon Kuflun Dalit. However, Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph, the very beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kiddushin says, "He ish mekadesh bo ubishlucho. He ish miskadeshes bo ubishlucha." A man could do kiddushin either by himself or by sending a shliach, and a woman can accept kiddushin either by herself or through sending a shliach. So I asked the Gemara, if she could accept Kiddushin herself, you need to tell me that she could send a Shliach to accept Kiddushin. Of course she could send a Shliach. If she could send a Shliach, you need to tell me that she could accept it herself. Obviously, if she's empowered to send a Shliach to do it for her, then of course she's allowed to do it herself. She's allowed to accept Kiddushin herself. Answers the Gemara, mitzvah ba, Yoser mi bishlucha. The Mishnah highlights that she can accept Kiddushin herself to tell me that the mitzvah is ba yoser mi bishlucha. She has a greater mitzvah of accepting Kiddushin rather than sending a shliach. And mitzvah ba yoser mi bishlucha. He has a greater mitzvah to do the Kiddushin. But I understand the husband. The husband is mitzvah in puravu. So I understand that you could say mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucha. Even if your Kiddushin is not a mitzvah, at least it's a hechsher mitzvah, haksuva b'torah, for puravu. But ba, for the woman, what kind of mitzvah? We pass on the woman's not mitzvah in Puravu. So how can the Gemara say mitzvah ba, yosin mi bishlucha, miseches kiddushin, about kiddushin, if the woman's not mechuyev in Puravu to begin with? So the Ran on the Rif, miseches kiddushin, writes that even though she's not mitzvah in Puravu, but she's mesayayas in the mitzvah. She helps the husband be mekayim in the mitzvah. That when you have a mitzvah that takes two people to accomplish, and it's only, even though only one of the parties is mechuyev in the mitzvah, if the other party is necessary for that mitzvah, we'd still apply mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. There's still a chiyuv that's generated for the helping party, even though it's not their mitzvah. That's what some of the Acharonim suggest. We would say the same thing about the role of Yisrael in Birchas Kohanim, that it's the Kohen's mitzvah to be mevarich, but if there's no am to be mevarich, then the Kohen can't do the mitzvah. So the Yisrael has to be there, has to stand there, and has to be mechavein, to be mekabel the bracha from the Birchas Kohanim. Aye, but it's not the Yisrael's mitzvah, in a chinami, but the Yisrael has a chiv to do it, because there's no way for the man to, for the going to accomplish it without the Israel. So the Chidushi Anshe Shem over there points out from our sugya that from the Gemara is going to say that there was a woman that wanted to bring children into the world, and she wanted therefore to divorce her husband because she didn't have any children from her. So Rav Nachman said, nah, don't worry, it's not your mitzvah. So she said, no, but I still want to get married, because we're going to see later on in today's daf, I still want to get married because I'm going to need a child when I get old to help me out. Why does she have to say that? Why shouldn't she say, I want to be able to help another man fulfill his mitzvah? Meaning, if this Ran is correct, that she has a requirement to help other people out to do that mitzvah, that should have been the woman's taina. So that's the kasha that the Chidushi Anshe Shem asks on the Ran. also the so there are other approaches to deal with this. And the Shita of Anodah Lami says, even though she's not mitzvah in Puravu, but midrabanan, she's on a Darais level, midrabanan, she's mitzvah. So we say mitzvah by Yosem Mishlucha, or mitzvah by Yosem Mishlucha, at least for the Darabanan. Or maybe it's even if she's not mitzvah, but she at least gets schar kein a mitzvah Yosa, and maybe that's enough to create a sense of mitzvah by Yosem Mishlucha. But that's the major kasha everyone asks from that Gemara, Mesechus Kiddushin. Okay, Vaitu Nigmar, Ramar Bilam, Mishum Rablaz, Rabbi Shimon, Kshem Shemitzvah Adam Lomar Davar Nishma, Kach Mitzvah Adam Shlolam, Adavar Shein Nishma. Just like a person should give Musr when it's going to be listened to, you also have to know when to withhold the Musr, when to not say the Musr, when not to say something that's not going to be listened to. The Gemara says, Afilu Mei Apamim, you have to be Ocheach Tochiach, you have to give even 100 times. So they say from one of the Sakachav Rebbe's that Afilu Mei Apamim doesn't mean to pound it over the guy's head 100 times. It means to divide up your Musr into 100 smaller pieces of hints, rather than so you don't say something when people aren't going to be ready to listen to it. Rabbi Abba Omer Chova, Shnemer Alto Chechleitz Penis Anecho Chechle Chachom Yavecha, that we have a Chova to not tell anything to someone who's not going to listen, and to say something to someone who's going to listen. A Chachom will take the Musr and will love you for it, but a Leitz is just going to hate you for it. V'am Rabbi Lam Yishom Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Shimon Mutal Aladam Lishanos B'dvar Shalom. The person is allowed to lie for the sake of peace. Shnemer Avicha Tziva Kosar Mil Yosef Anasana. After Yaakov dies, the brothers tell Yosef, your father said that you have to forgive us. So he never said anything, but they lied for the sake of Shalom. Rabbi Nosson Omer Mitzvah, Shnemer Vayomer Shmuel Eichelich V'Shom Shol V'Argeni, that it's a mitzvah to lie for the sake of peace. That Shmuel said, how can I go? Shol's gonna kill me if he hears that I'm going to anoint David as king. So Hashem says, here, take this animal, and if Shol asks you where you're going, just say that you're going to shech this animal. So he's lying for the sake of peace. The Achronim asked the Kash, it's not for the sake of peace, it's for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. Shom Shol V'Argeni, that he's gonna kill me. So the Aruch Lener assumes that this is working with the Shita, that even when it's Shchiyah Chazeka, that we would say Shluchim Mitzvah Nizakin. So he really had no concern that he was going to get killed. That's what Gemara in Pesachim says, that this is the Raya, that when it's Shchiyah Chazeka, we don't say Shluchim Mitzvah Nizakin, because Shmuel had a legitimate concern. But that's a Machlokas. To be Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Godel HaShalom Shafa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shinebo, that a Shalom is so great that even a Kodesh Baruch Hu lied for the sake of peace. To be Yikar Ksiv Adoni Zakein, Ulbsov Ksiv Anizakanti. Sarah says, it's ridiculous, how could I possibly have children? My husband's so old. But Hashem says, you know, Sarah says that she's too old to have children. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in our Mishnah is the one that said that a woman is mitzvah and puravu as well. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua ben Levi, Chalom alach Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, v'chalom rein alach Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So one says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the other one says not. Tistayim, Rabbi Yochanan udamar ein halacha. It's most misaver that Rabbi Yochanan says that we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that women are not, in fact, chayiv to have children. Diyasav Rabbi Yavo, v'kar mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, because it was saying, they said, Rabbi Yavo said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that we do pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, v'adrin Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi la'apayu. And Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi turned around in anger, that there's no way Rabbi Yochanan said that. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan does not pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. V'ikadam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar, v'adrin Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi la'apayu. Some change around the characters, but either way, it was said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan to pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and the other Amorim took great exception to that. They were not happy with that suggestion. Amar Papa Bishlam, v'madi Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Amar Mishum Kavod, v'kesar lo Amar Lev Lomidi. If Rabbi Yavo was the one that said it, I understand why they didn't openly object, because Rabbi Yavo was a car of Lamalchus, so they couldn't say anything, so they just turned around in anger. But if Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was the one that reported that Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Yochanan Broka, and the other Amoraim say that it's wrong, why don't they just say that it's wrong? Why are they turning around in a huff? So my Hava Allah, Tashma Adam Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Am Rabbi Avahu, Am Rabbi Asi, Uvda Avakamed Rabbi Yochanan B'Knishta D'Kisri. There was a mice that happened with Rabbi Yochanan. V'Amar Yotzi V'Yitin K'suba. And Rabbi Yochanan says that the husband has to, if she's unable to have children from this husband, the husband has to divorce her and pay her K'suba. V'Yisal K'daitach Lo Mifkada K'suba Mayavidta. But if she has no mitzvah in Puravu anyway, why does the husband have to pay her K'suba? So Dilma B'ba Machmas Taina. Maybe she has some sort of taina why she needs to have children. K'yehuda Asalai Kamed Rabbi Rabbi Ami, like the woman that came to Rabbi Ami, Amrlei Havli Ksuba, and she said that she wants the Ksuba from her husband, Amrlei Zil Lo Mifkadit, and Rabbi Ami's initial reaction was, you're not Mitzuba in Puravu, so you don't get your Ksuba, you don't need to get divorced. Amrlei Misibu Dila Maitavia La Dahachitza, what's going to happen when I get old? I'm going to need a child to help me out. So Amr Ki Hai Vade Kafinan, if she has such a taina, that's enough of a reason to force the husband to divorce her and give her ksuba. Again, the same mice happened with Rav Nachman, and then Rav Nachman said, don't worry, you're not mitzuva. Don't I need a walking stick and a shovel to bury me? Meaning I'm going to need a child to take care of me when I get old and when I die. And that's a good enough taina, and we could force him to divorce and give her ksuba. We'll start with the Yehuda v'Chizkiya Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We'll stop there.